Hemisphere book. So the structure of the ocean then in the low to mid latitudes is the stratified system. The very surface is called the surface microlayer, and it truly is a microlayer. So it's down at the micron level. This is highly enriched in chemicals. So we're getting this deposition of chemicals from the atmosphere onto the ocean. And as a result, at that hard outside layer of the ocean, we get quite a different concentration of chemicals to just below. Also, the biology, because of this input of chemicals, the biology heads to that very surface and does a lot of work up there because there's a lot of nutrients. That's the sort of thing they're looking for. Okay, underneath it, from naught down to about 300 metres, we've got the mixed layer. This is then relatively well mixed by now turbulent motion in the water. Underneath that, the temperature is declining, and that therefore is called the thermocline, as the temperature is changing from 300 to 500 metres down. Then underneath that, from 500 metres to whatever depth we've got, for instance the lowest trough's at 11 kilometres, the water is then between 1 and 2 degrees C. It's very poorly mixed, and that's called the deep layer. So I'm expecting that you're able to give me all of those different regions inside the ocean, just as we've done the different regions in the atmosphere. Now the mixing process then that ensures that all of the oceans have the same composition, the key player is these polar regions where, due to the low temperatures that are involved, ice forms, and when the ice forms, it's a typical crystal, if it forms very slowly, it leaves behind impurities. Now the impurity in this case is going to be the salt. So what we do then is we take our ocean water. Who remembers the concentration of salts in ocean water from first year? 35 or thereabouts parts per thousand. Yep. So we're taking that concentration of salts and we're leaving that behind. So the result is we get a higher and higher concentration of salts in the water, and that highly saline water then becomes far more dense than the surrounding waters, and it sinks. So in this case here, you'll see, here's our Antarctic region here. Here we've got this saline water descending. So we get this big plug of saline water drops down to the bottom of the ocean. That then rolls out and it drives a countercurrent sort of a flow up here. And you can see it links the system into each of the different oceans. So what we're doing then is we're ensuring that there is mixing occurring, that over very long periods of time, all of the composition of the ocean